Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Harness Your Numbers to Go From Uncertain to Unstoppable by Mark O'Donnell is a practical, numbers-first guide for people who feel stuck between ambition and ambiguity. Instead of leaning on hype or vague motivation, the book centers on a simple idea: clarity grows when you measure what matters. O'Donnell frames business and personal progress as a series of measurable inputs and outcomes, then shows how tracking the right data can reduce anxiety, sharpen decisions, and build consistent momentum. Readers can expect a focus on approachable metrics rather than complex finance, with an emphasis on creating a repeatable routine for reviewing performance and making adjustments. The overall promise is confidence through evidence. When you know your baseline, your targets, and your trend lines, you can move from guessing to acting. For founders, managers, and self-directed professionals, the book positions numbers as a supportive tool that turns overwhelm into direction and turns effort into results you can actually see. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, turning uncertainty into clarity with measurable baselines. A central theme is that uncertainty often comes from operating without a reliable baseline. When people rely on memory, mood, or sporadic feedback, they can misread progress and overreact to short-term noise. The book emphasizes establishing a starting point using a small set of metrics that reflect reality, such as revenue, pipeline activity, customer retention, production output, hours invested, or personal habit, consistency. The aim is not to track everything, but to define what success looks like and where you stand today. From there, numbers become a stabilizer. Instead of asking, "Why is this not working?" you can ask, "Which input changed? What did it affect? And what should I test next?" This approach supports better prioritization because you can connect effort to outcomes. It also reduces emotional decision-making, since trends matter more than isolated events. By grounding goals in current performance and realistic capacity, readers can replace vague intentions with specific targets, milestones, and timeframes. The topic highlights that clarity is a byproduct of measurement and review, not a personality trait. Secondly, choosing the right metrics and avoiding vanity dashboards. Another important topic is metric selection. Many people track numbers that look impressive but do not drive meaningful improvement. The book underscores the difference between leading indicators that predict future results and lagging indicators that describe what already happened. For example, total followers or page views may rise while conversions stay flat, whereas qualified conversations, proposals sent, renewal rates, and customer satisfaction can be closer to the levers that create durable growth. O'Donnell encourages readers to build a short list of metrics that are actionable, easy to collect, and directly tied to decisions. A useful lens is asking, if this number moves, do I know what to do next? The discussion also cautions against over-instrumentation. Too many metrics create analysis paralysis and hide the few signals that matter. Instead, readers are guided towards simple scorecards, consistent definitions, and a cadence that keeps the data trustworthy. The topic also addresses alignment. Teams and individuals need shared language for what counts as a lead, an opportunity, a completed task, or a successful week. When metrics are well chosen, they become a compass rather than clutter. Thirdly, building a repeatable review routine that drives action. Numbers only help when they are used consistently, so the book highlights the power of a regular review cycle. This topic focuses on turning tracking into a lightweight habit that produces decisions, not just reports. A weekly rhythm can include recording core metrics, comparing results to targets, noting what worked, and selecting one or two changes to test. Monthly and quarterly reviews can expand the lens to trends, seasonality, and strategy adjustments. The goal is to create a closed-loop system: measure, interpret, decide, execute, then measure again. O'Donnell frames this as a way to regain control in chaotic environments because the routine becomes an anchor. It also supports learning, since each period creates a small experiment with observable outcomes. Over time, readers can identify repeatable drivers of performance and stop wasting effort on low-impact activities. The routine also encourages honest reflection without self-judgment. If the numbers show a miss, the next step is diagnosing constraints, assumptions, and process gaps, then committing to a specific improvement. This topic makes the case that consistency beats intensity, and that steady review is what turns raw data into unstoppable momentum. Fourthly, using numbers to improve decision-making under pressure, the book also explores how metrics can calm decision-making when stakes are high. Under pressure, people often default to gut reactions, latest story bias, or copying what others claim is working. This topic emphasizes decision frameworks that use numbers as guardrails. Examples include setting thresholds for when to pivot, defining acceptable ranges for key indicators, and using scenarios to compare options. Instead of debating opinions, teams can test assumptions with small trials and track results. O'Donnell positions this as a confidence builder. When you know your conversion rate, your average deal cycle, your cost to acquire a customer, or your personal capacity limits, you can forecast more reliably and negotiate trade-offs. The topic also addresses risk management. Tracking warning signals early, such as churn, lead quality, burnout indicators, or cash runway, lets readers intervene before problems become crises. At the same time, the book discourages rigid attachment to numbers that miss context. The aim is balanced judgment, use data to inform choices, then apply experience to interpret anomalies. Overall, the topic shows how measurement reduces fear by transforming unknowns into manageable variables. Lastly, creating motivation and accountability through visible progress. Finally, the book connects measurement with motivation. Many people lose momentum because progress feels invisible, especially when goals are long-term. This topic explains how tracking turns effort into proof, which fuels discipline. When readers can see streaks, trend lines, or incremental gains, they are more likely to stick with the process. O'Donnell also highlights accountability, whether personal or within a team. A shared scorecard creates clear expectations and reduces confusion about priorities. Importantly, the topic frames accountability as supportive rather than punitive. The purpose is to learn and improve, not to shame. By defining targets, setting check-in points, and celebrating small wins, readers can create a culture where progress is noticed and reinforced. The topic also discusses how to translate big goals into daily and weekly inputs, such as outreach volume, content production, practice reps, or sleep consistency. When inputs are measurable, results become less mysterious. If outcomes stall, the reader can adjust the inputs instead of questioning their identity or ability. The overall message is that visible progress builds belief, and belief sustains action until results compound. In conclusion, this book is best suited for founders, solo entrepreneurs, managers, sales and marketing professionals, and self-directed achievers who feel they are working hard but cannot clearly explain what is driving results. It will also appeal to readers who dislike overly technical finance texts yet want a practical way to use metrics to make smarter choices. The benefit to daily life is straightforward. The book encourages turning anxiety and guesswork into a simple system of measurement, review, and adjustment. That system can improve focus, help you allocate time and money more deliberately, and create steadier confidence because you can see what is improving and what is not. It is also useful for building resilience, since setbacks become data points to learn from rather than personal failures. Compared with similar productivity or business motivation books, this one stands out by emphasizing evidence over inspiration. Rather than offering broad advice that is hard to implement, it prioritizes actionable scorecards, leading indicators, and routines that connect effort to outcomes. If you want a grounded framework for becoming more consistent, more strategic, and less reactive, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Mark O'Donnell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.